chapter 7. Verse 06. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Verse 07. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. Verse 08. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. Verse 09. You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. Verse 10. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. Verse 11. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is korban, that is, a gift devoted to God. Verse 12. Then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Verse 13. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And you do many things like that. Verse 14. Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Verse 15. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. Verse 16. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 18. Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? Verse 19. For it doesn't go into his heart but into his stomach, and then out of his body. Verse 20. What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. Verse 21. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery. Verse 22. Greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance and folly. Verse 23. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean. Verse 27. First let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Verse 29. For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. Verse 34. Ephphatha. Be opened.